North Dakota State University dedicated its new $97 million agricultural laboratory on Monday, Aug. 10, drawing several hundred people to tour a facility built for plant pathology, plant breeding, weed science, agronomy, soil science, and horticulture. State Sen. Terry Wonsick noted that $87 million came from the 2023 legislature and another $10 million from mostly private contributions, and he called it a state investment rather than an expenditure, while NESU President Marshall Stewart and Board Chair Pam Gullison said the payoff will benefit producers and generations not yet born. The lab honors Henry L. Bolley, an early INEC plant pathologist who proved to skeptics that soil pathogens build up without crop rotation and who wrote the 1909 North Dakota Pure Seed Act that later shaped federal law, and he also founded and first coached the school's football team. Researchers like potato pathology chair Julie Pash marveled at the upgrades, from forklifts replacing hand-hauled 100-pound potato bags to stainless steel coolers controlled by foam. And Stewart even joked that one of Bolley's great-great-grandsons touring campus will surely become a bison. Fargo the opportunities for agriculture researchers at North Dakota State University, benefiting farmers and ranchers in the state and far beyond, have grown exponentially with the opening of the state-of-the-art lab. Though it's already been in use for a few weeks, the Bolley Agricultural Laboratory was officially dedicated and opened Monday, Aug. 10, at 1650 18th, and on the west side of campus. Several hundred people were on hand to celebrate and tour the lab focused on research and education in plant pathology, plant breeding, weed science, agronomy, soil science, and horticulture. Sen. Terry Wonsick of Jamestown said $87 million appropriated by the state legislature in 2023 and another $10 million, mainly private investments and contributions, made it happen. "I want you to know this is not a state expenditure. This is a state investment," he told the audience. NESU President Marshall Stewart said the facility shows what can happen when public investment, private support, and university expertise come together for a shared purpose. "The return on that investment will be measured for decades to come," he said. Pam Gullison, chair of the State Board of Agriculture Research and Education, said research is one of the few investments whose value compounds over time. "The discoveries made in this building will benefit producers we may never meet and generations we will never know. That is a legacy worth celebrating," she said. The lab's namesake, Henry L. Bolley, was a plant pathologist and one of the first faculty members at North Dakota Agricultural College, now NESU, and the founder and first coach of the university's football team. The facility replaces numerous field lab spaces built decades ago that were scattered across campus. Julie Pash, associate professor and the Neil C. Gummistead Endowed Chair of Potato Pathology, was quite familiar with those old lab spaces. A volleyball player and 2010 inductee into the Bison Athletic Hall of Fame, she spoke about 100-pound bags of potatoes having to be lifted multiple times before landing in the coveted space of outdated coolers. "We are doing it with a forklift and moving them into unbelievable potato storage units with the temperature and humidity controlled from our phones," she told the audience. Later, while leading a tour group, she bustled with excitement as she described one of the new stainless steel coolers. "I kind of become a little bit overwhelmed by all the research possibilities that can happen in these spaces," she said. Gudmestad led the history portion of the tour through the Bolley Lab. Bolley is known internationally for documenting the buildup of soil pathogens when crops aren't rotated. He demonstrated this to naysayers because nobody believed there were plant pathogens that would survive in the soil, Gudmestad said. In 1909, Bolley wrote the North Dakota Pure Seed Act passed by the North Dakota legislature, which became landmark federal legislation 30 years later. Several descendants of Henry L. Bolley were on hand for the celebration Monday. Seward mentioned that even one of Bolley's great-great-grandsons was touring the NESU campus as a possible college choice. "And let me tell you, he's going to be a bison. We're going to make sure," Stewart said.